Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back, hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. We're back on the home. We're back home on the Mightier 1090.
Man.
Thanks to a lot of people for making this day happen for us. And what a great guest to start our new era on the Mightier 1090. Ron Lane, Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay, talking some fishing here and good times and giving away one heck of a prize.
Oh, man, you're not kidding. Yeah, we're having a great time. Phones have been packed. Texts are rolling through. We're talking kayaks. Talking fun. If you want to get through and join us this morning, our brand new number into the Mightier 1090, 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That number's been updated onto our Let's Talk Hookup app. So if you want to fire up the app, you can just click the button, call right into the show. So that's always an easy way to do it. And again, the text to show option, also via the app. You can text your questions, get them right through to Pete, and we'll be reading them on the air, having lots of fun. As Pete mentioned, such a killer prize to day at the end of the show. Somebody is going to win a $200 shopping spree of Salty Crew gear at Fastlane. Just roll on in, see Ron and the whole crew at Fastlane. Everybody's always so fun there. And,
a lot of new stuff that Jared's come out with too, huh?
Oh, yeah. I don't know where they keep. They just keep coming up with this stuff.
Creating stuff in between surf trips and fishing trips.
Yeah. Lately it's been fishing trips.
Corduroy Salty Crew jacket is my new favorite. I love it. I got that black corduroy jacket. It's really nice. It's good looking. It's classy. It's a cool.
Is that the bait barge?
It's not the bait barge. It's the one step down. When the bait barge is like the little heavier duty, little warmer, like what you would wear first thing this morning, the corduroy jacket's just like a nice jacket, sleeve, still good looking. I really, really like it.
And they're killing it.
They
with
really
jackets
are.
This
yeah.
year.
Yeah. That, and you know what else is really good? I don't know, Pete, if you're familiar. They have those, I wish I knew the name because I'm not going to do them justice, but they have a very, very good lightweight, I would just call it a fishing pant. You know, it's almost like your board short type material, but in a long pant, but perfect for on the sport boat because they're super lightweight for like cool in the morning, but not heavy like a pair of jeans. Water hits them, it beads right off.
Oh,
like,
nice.
Especially for like making bait in the evenings and things like
nice.
That. And like a... They're like elasticy, so they slip them over your boots and on. Yeah, I really like them. They're coming out with such good gear. Salty Crew is so much more than cool T-shirts and cool hats. Like their technical gear is top notch.
They're coming along.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it.
They kill it
for sure. Well, hey, let's find out what's biting out there. Let's start the catch report.
You
the fishdope.com report.
All right, today our catch report is sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Hey, if you're looking for a perfect, affordable gift, Fish Pros has got the answer. They'll send you a gift pack that has all of their famous spices and rubs. You can get the pokey kit, smoked fish, their smoked cheese. Call Fisherman's Processing at 619-255-2138 or check them out online. You can visit fishermansprocessing.com. You can have everything shipped directly or they can even deliver. Call for details, Fish Pros, Spices and Rubs. That is such the perfect gift for the fishermen out there. All right, let's start it off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, our fishdope.com reporter. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Ron. Well, guys, it feels good to be back in the saddle again on the Mightier 1090 here, man. It's like the old days. It's
awesome.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Isn't it awesome that you can turn on your radio there in Huntington Beach and hear it?
I can hear it just fine, loud and clear. It's crazy good, yeah. That's awesome, guys. So congratulations for getting that all put that together. It's just fantastic. But as the fish report, guys, winter's almost here, and it feels it. You know, last weekend we had that balmy, beautiful weather. Anything but today, man. It's going to be a rugged day offshore. Big northwest wind forecast for a little bit later on. But over at Catalina, that island's quickly slipped into the kind of wintertime mode there. Surface action, very limited. It wound down pretty quick. Water's getting chilly over there. But the bottom grabbers are biting good. Both the hard bottom areas up west and down east there. It's been a good cod fishing. Squid situation, mostly backside middle. Been a dab here and there elsewhere, but mostly backside middle. Haven't heard much in terms of yellows or sea bass mounted up on it yet, but soon coming. And then locally, squid thinned out, you know, but no big deal. Really didn't see much in the way of game fish with it. A little too early for that yet. But even though that water's cool, it's stable, and that bass fishing is surprisingly good on the deeper structure spots there. Fish a squid like that combination, kind of low and slow, all right along the bottom, right over the structure, and hold on to get that nice big bass and sheephead. And it's fun stuff, fun fishing. Now, San Clemente Island, he's had very, very few reports, but I just got a late-breaking one coming in here from last weekend when we hit that beautiful weather. My old buddy Dan Burns checked in with some cool pictures and a good report. They had a tank of live squid. He was on a six-pack charter and had really, really good fishing on some school-sized yellows, smaller ones, not normal Clemente size, but still fun stuff. And then really good fishing on the big bass and sheephead and whitefish and all that other junk. So, you know, Clemente's ready to roll. It's just, you know, we need some better conditions so the guys can get out there. And offshore, you know, right at the moment, it ain't going to happen. We'll see what happens after this wind there. But there's still been some of that fish out there between the Tanner and the Cortez and the tip of the Condom. And then there's a little bit down below there also, but it's getting harder to get to. So overall, still a decent amount going on. But watch the weather, especially today, guys. It's forecast to blow up northwest pretty good.
Yeah, be careful out there. And, you know, you mentioned San Clemente Island. Brandon Hayward dropped off a copy of his new Bite journal to me yesterday. It's so good.
So good. Is that the best one yet, I think?
It could be the best one. All of them have been pretty good. But in there is an article about the man, Jack Soule, I mean, how many times has Jack Soule been over to Clemente, right?
In an 18-foot skiff by himself.
In his 70s.
Yes.
Now he's in his 80s and he still does it.
That guy is just absolutely tough as nails, man. He's just, you know, he's been coming in at SOAR for years and years and years. He's just a character. And tough.
Yeah, he is tough. I think he's 82 or 84 right now, and he's still going out on a skiff fishing calicos, which is, I mean, he's awesome. He's an amazing guy.
The photography, as always, like this toughest of top-notch could be. All the articles, that interview with Gavin from Civic Queen was
really
so
fantastic.
Good. Like, just, it's
Swordfish
so good.
Swordfish article, yeah, with Moose in there.
The Scott Hewlett order about Mena, Mexico. Yeah, I love it.
It's really good.
Such a good
so
one.
So grab
great job, Brandon.
Do you have it at Fisherman's Island Tackle?
I don't know if we have our copies yet. We have a shop copy, but I think that like subscribers get the first blast, and then, you know, the shops get them on the second round, which we may have them already.
I bet you got them yesterday.
I just don't know.
Do you have them, Ron?
I got them.
You have them at Fastlane? Yeah. And I know probably next door at Dana Landing they have them. So,
I'm not sure, but we got them. All right, check it out, the new bite journal.
It's really good.
We've all got to sneak our way through because, you know, Brandon keeps the boat at Fisherman's Landing for the Swordfish charters. So he dropped off like a preview one a couple weeks ago, and we were all foaming over it. So that's the only reason I'm not 100% sure we got our shop copy. But like I said, if they've been sent out, then I'm sure we do.
Yeah, for sure. So Mark, if you know fishdope.com, he's got all the stuff out there. Danny is keeping track of everything going on. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. In addition, they have gift certificates. You want to give a gift of a fishdope.com membership to somebody, you can do it right at fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership. Hookup now is it lowercase, no space. Hookup now is the $20 code. And Mark, how do we find you?
B, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262, and make sure you call first, especially at this time of year. Our hours have been a little, let's say, flexible. And the website is PacificEdgeTackle.com.
All right, so we will talk to you next Saturday, and I'm going to make a little programming note. Mark's not going to make the Christmas Spectacular in person.
First time in like 25 years,
I think.
Something like that,
But you'll be on the phone giving us a fish report, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Maybe you'll even sing us a song or something.
I would not count. I'd be the first one to get the gong if I tried that.
Yeah. Well, we will be doing this Christmas Spectacular next Saturday. Rock God Rick, Corey Sandin, and myself will be hosting it here in the World Headquarters, and we're going to miss you on that one, Mark.
Mark,
sure.
I'll be standing by the phone, though. If you think somebody needs the gong, you just send me a text. Yeah, I'll make sure we gong them.
That'll be perfect.
And you can stand by as a judge, too. We need your judges, too, so you'll be out there for the judging.
Oh, you know what? Sure. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, I feel bad about not being able to make it, but, you know, it's been... 2020's been something, huh?
Yeah.
We're ready for the next one.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, thanks, Mark.
Thanks,
and
Mark.
We will talk to you next Saturday. Appreciate that.
You got it. On the Christmas Spectacular. Okay, we'll see you guys.
All right. While we're waiting for Mark, let's go ahead and jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Mark, who's calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Do we have Mark standing by there?
Good morning, Mark.
Well, maybe let's keep rolling and try John from Escondido. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. As always, great show. I normally listen to the show just when you've got Mark on, but because I don't have a kayak myself, it might be something in my future. But I got a buddy, and he is always, he's retired, and that guy is always on it. Freshwater, saltwater, lobster hooping, right? But he put a post up. Because his Mirage Outdrive broke, the chain broke on it, and he came in, saw you guys, thought he was going to have to leave it. You guys walked in the back. You had him back in business within like 15 minutes, and he was out, and he was fucking, he was happy as, you know, it was all get out. And so that's kudos to you guys at your business, the way you do and take care of people.
Yeah, but you get Callan in the back, and Callan can fix a Mirage drive very quickly.
Yeah, he's a master at it, right?
Well, you know, every once in a while you got to change a part here and there. And those darn things will come apart really. I mean, the fins come off, the chains come off, the idler cables, and it's not complicated.
Yeah.
But if you've never done it or seen one, you know, it can be a little daunting.
Yeah.
And just how cool that a guy can come by the shop and, like, just like John's story, in 15 minutes, mad scientists are going at it, and next thing you know, you're back together and back to fishing again.
Yeah.
You could go from broken to being back in the water, pedaling, catching a spotty in about a 30-minute period.
That's happened.
I dig it.
Pull up to the dock and get it fixed. Yeah.
That's cool.
But, you know, what amazes me is those Mirage drives just very rarely break. I mean,
they last a long time.
Yeah, I mean, this has been 20 years.
But they have a lot of moving parts, and that's what's amazing, how well they're built.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the old parts, it's easy to update them, you know, to get bearings in them. They've changed things. They've made them faster and smoother. So, yeah, it's a pretty amazing little device.
Indeed.
That's
all right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, John. Appreciate that very much.
We had a good text come through, and it was in regards to what we were talking about, hoop netting. And it says, you know, you had mentioned that you have one person on the boat, and I know that the limit on hoop nets is 10 and per boat, but you said you get your 7 lobsters. Basically, he was just calling wanting to know a question of how many hoop nets you're allowed to fish on the boat when you're by yourself, and then how many lobsters you're able to retain.
All right. And, of course, the number is 5
right.
per person with a maximum of 10 per boat. So if you have 10 people on your boat, you can still only have 10 hoops. If you have one person on your boat, you can have 5 hoops.
Right.
If you have 2 people on your boat, you can have 10 hoops.
That's it.
And that's pretty much the deal.
And then 7 per person as long as you have your lobster card.
Seven lobsters per day per person retained, yeah.
You know, you almost...
And the legal size.
You have to do so much research just to be legal.
And let me tell you, though, they are... You don't want to mess with Fish and Game.
No, they have no sense of humor.
They have... especially in lobsters.
Yeah, you got it, buddy.
Zero sense of humor when it comes to lobster. If you have any question whatsoever, if that lobster is a bit short...
Throw it back.
Because it could be a $500 plus ticket. And it doesn't matter whether your gate says it's legal, it's their gate.
Yeah.
So if that thing is like right on the line, don't take a chance.
Yeah, it's just not worth
it.
Get another one.
For sure. All right, we have Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing standing by. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Hey,
what's up, Marcos?
Doing great. How's the fishing at C4?
Pretty solid fishing on those half-day trips. Still catching good bottom fishing on there. In San Diego, when it's going down the island, still seeing a nice bit of yellowtail. Yesterday they had 18 yellowtail for their 19 anglers, and then very good bottom fishing to go with that. They are back down there today taking another look around, and hopefully they continue that and get a few more weeks out of that there. Dan Half's a little tougher this week. We had some bluefin early in the week. The Pacifica had 9 their last trip. The Tribute had 45 the trip before that. Unfortunately, the 2 trips scheduled last night canceled because there was some nasty weather offshore there.
Ooh,
but
yeah.
Tribute is, yeah, they held on as long as they could, but they just they decided to go with the safe option here. And the Tribute will be going back out again tomorrow night. So if you still want to try and get on one of those late season bluefin trips there, they'll be running. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Our full schedule's up there, those half days, the full days. We still got some day and a half scheduled there. So definitely take a look at that. And I don't know if you guys talked about it yet this morning, but January is coming up really quick here, and that's going to put a little damper on the local rock fishing there. So if you want to get some rockfish, that's a good option. There's a good chance we'll be running those extended half days in New Mexico on the new Seaforth again in January, February, but we haven't put that schedule up yet. So definitely check that out, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, check out the tackle shop, get your gear tuned up. I don't think you need to put it away yet. We might actually get to fish through the year into next year here the way things are going. So that would be a nice little distraction for some of you guys with everything else being closed.
This is the first weather we've had in quite some time, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it really hasn't affected the inshore stuff here. The half day and the full day are out there, and it's nice weather there. But hopefully that gets back to normal on those overnights and the day and a half, and get back out there to catch more bluefin before the season ends here.
I think that I was very curious to see if you guys were going to make any mention of those extended half-day trips, just because, boy, I remember last year there was some incredible rock cod fishing that the new Seaforth, and I believe the Sea-Watch also, when you guys were running those extended trips, they were, you know, down into the Mexican coast, and you guys had some really, really good, you know, cod fishing. I mean, it looked like a colonette trip, but it was just a half-day.
Yeah, and we plan on it, and we haven't gotten the details down on that yet, and obviously we kind of got to wait and see how things go. As long as we're still allowed to fish, we're going to keep running trips for you guys there. So definitely don't put your gear away yet. Get ready to do some fishing through the next season.
Good call, Marcos. Appreciate it. Great report as always, buddy. We look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch board today. Hey, Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks have been the go-to hooks this season for tuna. From the Nautilus Lite, the regular Nautilus, or that brand-new Gamakatsu Nautilus HD. Hey, Gamakatsu's got you covered. Pick the right size hook, ringed or non-ring, tied on, and be ready to get bit. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks available at tackle stores everywhere.
All right. Hey, and big event happening today over at Dana Landing and Fast Lane Kayaks. It's the CCA California Toy and Canned Food Drive. This is benefiting military families that need a hand at Camp Pendleton. And, Ron, why don't you tell us about that?
Well, the CCA, I don't know how they have enough time to do all these things.
Oh, my gosh.
Those guys work so hard.
Yeah.
So they're having a toy drive, and they're going to be collecting the toys between Dana Landing and my store.
Yeah.
Now, if you come and bring some toys or canned goods, you can get a 20% discount on Salty Crew at the store.
Wow. So rad.
And then you get a raffle ticket, and you can everybody who drops off toys gets a raffle ticket. And Steve Pinard at Dana Market is donating a $100 gift certificate. So you could win $100, and then we're going to donate a $100 Salty Crew package. So you can go in. So you could win, you know.
So basically, if you bring a toy or canned good, you are in. You get a ticket and you get to have the chance to win these $200 gift cards.
Right.
And you probably got Christmas shopping to do anyways. You're making a feel good. You're hooking somebody up that needs a little extra hand at Christmas, and you're getting 20% off.
We were trying to you know, help some of those guys make the decision. Like, let's go get some Salty Crew gear, whether it's
totally,
you know, masks, Salty Crew masks.
I love those Salty Crew masks.
Yeah, we got a
That's
bunch
all I
of
wear.
Those.
Yeah, and they're great.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Those guys are really trying to,
you
know,
great,
keep it
right
going.
On.
Here.
Yeah, they're doing good
job, you guys.
But
so
I'm really impressed.
That's going to be going on today
from 8 to 12.
So it's going on now through noon today.
That's right.
All right. And Wayne and Chris will be down there from CCA. You have questions about CCA, all the great stuff.
I'm
like
so impressed with those guys. They work so hard for
another
us.
Another great big victory. They got rid of the long lines, huh?
That's great.
Yeah, the Drift Gillnets?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Drift Gillnets. So that's huge.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
And let's bring some toys down and bless those guys up at Camp Pendleton.
Yeah.
I mean, let's
no
let's,
doubt.
For sure.
Why not? It's just so easy to bring a toy in.
So that's happening today at Dana Landing and Fast Lane Kayaks through noon right now. So
right now.
Get over there and take advantage of it and help some people out.
All right.
All right, let's jump back on the phones.
You
Rick.
Got it, buddy. Randy in Costa Mesa is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Randy?
Hi, guys. It's his wife. He's in the truck rental store right now.
So, no right. problem.
His question.
Hi. Hi, Randy's wife.
Hi, Randy's wife. What's your name, Randy's wife?
This is Angie.
Hi, Angie.
Okay, and actually, hi. It was so good to see you guys, actually, a couple weeks ago. The Pro Angler 12, how much does that cost to set one up for, like, to buy it and just go put it in the water to go fishing?
You know, the boat will fish really well the way it comes. It has tackle boxes, drink holders, storage. You know, the tackle management on it is great. Now, do I fish it that way? No.
But your basic model, how much is a basic Pro Wrangler 12?
It's
$39.99. And then what can you add on to it?
Yeah, how does one rig it up the wrong way?
Well, the wrong way is pretty simple.
Okay.
You've got to have a bait tank, right?
Bait tank, I mean, La Jolla is great.
Yeah.
And when you can slow troll those live mackerel, getting greenbacks out there has been pretty easy.
Yeah.
You just got, and I also take my sabiki rod so I don't get tangles. But, the thing I'd get is a fish finder, and that doesn't have to be one of those giant 12-inch widescreen TV ones.
Yeah.
It can be a very inexpensive fish finder, which we use the Lowrance, and we really like the new one they came out with, the Reveal.
Uh-huh.
And so those are going to be in that between $500 and $800 installed. And then the bait tank. The bait tank, fish finder, and go.
Yeah.
And a life jacket.
Bait tank have rod holders on it?
The bait tank does have 3 rod holders, and you can increase that
to
5, which I do.
Okay.
Does the Pro Angler have built-in rod holders?
It carries 6.
It already carries 6.
Yeah.
So you could look like a Christmas tree.
How much is
porcupine?
Well, the 6 on the Pro Angler is great because they have rod management down below. So you can stick the rod tips into tubes that protect them, and then they strap down on each side. So you have 3 on each side. So
that's great for like a beach launch situation.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well,
especially a beach launch this week.
Yeah.
This has been a good week for surfing. I would not go.
No beach launching this week. Yeah, there's a little bit of surf this week for sure. Does that cover it for you?
I think so. How much does like the bait tank cost with 5 rod holders?
They're in that $400 range.
So
that includes the battery, the charger, and everything.
Everything.
I remember a while ago there were different bait tank options. Is that still the case, or is there really only one? Okay.
It is.
There was one that had, like, extra capacity. Is that right?
Yeah, the XL.
Okay.
And it's pretty impressive, although I don't use it.
Okay.
Really, how many baits do you need, right?
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Like, does the regular bait tank hold plenty for a day of fishing?
It does.
Okay.
It really does. And particularly those mackerel, they're so durable.
Just if you're a Chris Minnick and you plan on being on the kayak for 15 hours or however long his craziness is out there for, maybe then you need the extra bait capacity.
With Chris?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
We're talking about being ready for every situation.
Yeah, I like it.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. It'll be a great Christmas gift for
good
Randy.
Call,
yeah,
Angie.
For sure. Angie, thanks a lot for the call. Hey, thanks for your call this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Know, we talked about the CCA California Toy and Canned Food Drive going on now over Dana Landing, Mission Bay, and Fastlane Kayaks. Want to give a big shout-out to a huge supporter of CCA, and that's our buddy Arnie Seiko, who's still recovering from COVID in the hospital there at Tri-City. And Arnie, I talked to Arnie several times this week, and he's doing way better.
Great, Arnie.
Supposedly he's going to be able to be improved, come off oxygen today or tomorrow. And Arnie, we're thinking about you. And get well quick. We need you back on the front lines.
That's some great news. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, get better,
Arnie.
Arnie's
doing well.
Good deal. Hey, we had a text question come through, guys. It says, good morning. I'd like some info on fishing sups and choices that are available. Thanks. That's from Tim. Tim wants to know about stand-up paddle boards for fishing.
Okay. Ron?
Yeah, I love that.
It's a fountain of youth.
Yeah, the fountain of youth. Yeah, I've been, toying with fishing off of sups for years. And my son Hayden, he really enjoys the touring models. They're a little wider, a little longer, and they have a race board shape. And those go further. You know, when you paddle them, they're faster, they're just smoother.
But it's not a staple, though, right?
It's not a race board. It's a touring.
Oh, okay.
So it's a it's actually
like a combo.
Yeah, they're actually 32 inches wide. They're stable, they're buoyant, and they're fast.
Yeah.
So what Hayden would do is he would just, put this bucket. He was really proud of himself. He found this bucket, at Home Depot for $3, and he bought one of those skirts that go around it on Amazon, and then he bought a lid that swivels on it. So he just takes this bucket with him, sets it on the board, and you can sit on it and fish.
Oh,
and it holds
cool.
Your rods.
Wow.
And so he'd take any stand-up paddleboard and turn it into a stand-up paddleboard fishing model.
Yeah, that's and there's cool. Actually, you sell stand-up paddleboards at the shop with actually straps already built into to the sup, right?
Exactly.
And
yeah.
So you could strap on a milk crate, a bucket, or whatever, rod hole, you could design kind of your own deal. There's actually, there are already sup rod holder crates that you can buy online. I don't know if
we have them, yeah.
Oh, you have them?
Yeah, similar to an H crate.
Okay.
And so when you outfit your sup to go fishing, you pin everything down.
Yeah.
And now you're locked in.
Yeah.
And that's not good. Because sometimes you want your bucket in the middle, and sometimes you want your bucket in the back.
Oh.
And if you're coming in at a surf break, you want to move back on the board so you don't purl the board. So Hayden's got this idea that, hey, I'm just going to leash the bucket, but I can move it around on the board and sit wherever I want. Or move it out of the way when I'm paddling fast, set it in the back.
Yeah.
When I'm coming in through the surf, I'll put it up on the front.
Yeah.
So I can drop into a wave. And Hayden's a pretty good surfer.
Yeah, for sure. But it's very doable.
It is. We have a bucket.
People do it all the time on sup, and you have all the accessories.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then after you sup fish for a while, the kayak is going to look very comfortable to you.
I like it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant giant Alaskan halibut is your target. The expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limit, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cate and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fun. We got one of our great buds online. Bart Hall is online this morning. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Pete, and good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
Hey, Bart.
You know, you were using my name in vain earlier, you know, talking about me, a big guy, getting into a Hobie kayak, and that's true. I wanted to remind you that was only a Pro Angler 12, I think. That was a smaller one.
That's cool. At the
that's the one where I won $100 from Steve Pinard. That was particularly sweet.
Off?
No, I never got paid, but that doesn't matter. I still won. No, I think we got paid, and I think I went and bought tickets at the Friends of Rollo
thing.
There you
go. That's a good way to do it. That was at the Del Mar show, Bart?
That was at the Del Mar show in our special pool. So
right.
I started thinking about it today as I'm sitting here listening to the show, and I guess since I'm now the supermodel for AFCO, I guess I'm just the demonstration toy used by different companies like Hobie and AFCO, and it's kind of fun, really.
No, you're a valuable asset. Remember, yeah. I won $100.
Indeed.
So Ron, is there in the new, I know things might be coming that are lighter, is there going to be is the 360 Mirage Drive still included in all these new things?
No, too much infrastructure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's models of boats that 360 is really appropriate, and the Pro Angler is one of them. It makes it super nimble. But some of the inflatable boats and some of the smaller models are so nimble anyway because they're putting the rudders underneath the boats. They're not stuck on the back, so that turning radius is so good anyway. So, yeah, that 360 model will probably be used mainly on the Pro Anglers, the Pro Angler 360s.
Indeed. Now, you mentioned that Debbie is coming back with almost gifts for the angler. You just got a heck of a deal at Hobie. Speaking of Hobie, right?
I've been trying to get three Arc Drive 180s. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is the 180 is the one where you can pull the cord and put it in reverse.
That's right.
Yeah.
And those are game changers.
The Mirage Drive 180. It is a total game changer.
And it was hard enough to get Mirage Drives, period, from the parts department because they can't build enough of them.
Yeah.
Well, Debbie just secured 21 Arc Drive 180s with kickup. Those are not even available to buy retail.
Wow.
And we just got them.
And what do you mean by kickup? When you run into the sand, they kick up instead of breaking off?
What a concept.
That's what they do.
They worked on that for 7 years.
Wow.
And finally,
So you have 21 of these, and they're reconditioned, so they're specially priced.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I don't know what the price is going to be, but I'll bet it's going to be a huge discount.
Less than full retail because are used.
Yeah, they're
refurbished. But they're reconditioned. They're like new.
And they're turbos. I just got a text message.
They're turbo kickup
180s.
Holy mackerel.
Huge upgrade, though, if you don't have the 180 already.
If you don't have a 180, come buy one of these. Now you've just updated your boat to a 2021.
That's cool.
So let me ask you, if you have the old Mirage Drive, you can switch this out and have 180 and the kickup fins and the turbo fins, the whole deal?
We're going backwards fast.
Holy mackerel.
And when we're going forwards, if we hit something,
I don't think those 21 are going to last very long.
No.
Yeah. So are they going to be available starting today?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can go put your name on them for sure if they're not in stock.
If you call in, we'll hold you one.
Yeah.
I know I've already gotten a call from, the fishing guru, Chris Minnick. He says, hold me one.
Hold me one. Look at him. Yeah, he wants one for sure. I mean, it's a game changer. If you don't have the 180 system, this is an opportunity to make a game-changing experience on your Hobie kayak for sure.
Right. Going in reverse was amazing.
Yeah.
And actually, Chris bought one of the first 180s ever. He bought a whole boat, but he only picked up the Mirage Drive because we were coincidentally going down to Cedros Island. And so he's sitting on these boiler rocks catching calicos and being able to back out while he's manhandling them.
Cool.
And I'm sitting there having to turn my boat so I could point it out, then cast.
Yeah.
I'm going, I get it.
Yeah, light bulb.
I'm the guy who sells them, and I ain't got one.
That's a light bulb moment right there.
Yeah, big change.
For sure. Hey, Bart, nice to hear from you.
Wait. I just want to say one more thing. Is that obviously, if you want to have the details, you need to call the shop and talk to Debbie or Ava.
Yeah, you're right.
Good call, Bart.
Because more than likely, Ron's surfing.
Good to talk to you.
Some things don't change. Or fishing.
Sorry, man. There's a big south this week. I don't know what to tell you. Good luck.
Yeah. Oh, the fish are biting. I'm gone. Yeah. That's okay.
But we were talking about swordfish.
Yeah.
See you, Bart.
Thanks, Bart. Appreciate the call this morning.
Hey, another fun text came through via the Let's Talk Hookup app. My name is John. I'm a beginner kayak fisherman. Where is the best place to launch a kayak in Mission Bay? And where are the best spots to fish for a beginner like myself?
Oh, I absolutely love fishing Mission Bay when you have those moments where you can just go out and focus on spotties. And just, I mean, we take a clicker. Sometimes you forget how many you've even caught.
That's cool.
And I like to launch over by the Bahia or any of those little beaches where you can get in that current.
Easy in,
easy out. So easy in. And I mean, and what's kind of cool is you can just land your boat by any of the public restrooms right on the bay.
Yeah.
And there's so many places. But one of the things I've learned is that when I'm fishing in Mission Bay, if I'm not catching, I keep moving.
Okay.
Keep pelling around and exploring because, I mean, spotties group together.
Yeah.
And if there's one, there's two.
Yeah, for sure. And the other recommendation I would make to you, too, is if you want to get the right baits, all the inside info, go see John over at Dana Landing, which is right next to Fastlane Kayaks. Johnny is a whiz when it comes to the right stuff for Mission Bay.
He knows all those guys that come into the store.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you using? What's the,
Yeah.
I always do that.
Yeah.
That's my secret weapon.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Matt in La Mesa is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the AM side. Glad to hear
you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Matt.
And to let you know about the Bite Journal, it is out. I did get my copy in the mail yesterday, and it is phenomenal.
Yep.
So it's definitely worth picking up. My question is to you, Ron. I know what to wear for the most part on any given day on a sport boat, What is recommended for, say, winter fishing a kayak or even summer so that you don't get soaked, particularly in winter, so you don't freeze out there?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. I can't wear, I mean, I wear wetsuits all the time surfing. I cannot wear a wetsuit on a kayak. My skin just gets, it just feels terrible because you're not wet. So don't wear wetsuits.
Right.
They don't keep you any warmer. The new fishing products are amazing. Now, years ago, a lot of the guys would wear waders and then wear, a technical jacket over the top, you know, a windbreaker, you know, waterproof. But the wader thing kind of makes me nervous because if you don't got a belt on it, you'll fill those things up and sink.
Oh, yeah.
Captive water is weight.
Yeah.
And so what I recommend are in fact, Salty Crew just came out with some waterproof pants.
Yeah, those Pinnacle pants, right?
Yeah, gosh. I'm really thinking that would be awesome. But I got to tell you, I do it in two ways. When the surf's big in the winter and I punch through at La Jolla, I just wear my trunks out. I guess punch through with my trunks. As soon as I get outside the break, then I reach inside the hatches and grab my, spray gear and put it over my pants and my jacket. I leave my jacket on because it'll shed water, but that way you're dry. And then I also, I literally take my booties and put them inside the kayak so that when I get out, I don't have wet feet. Because if your feet are cold, you're cold.
Yeah.
So I do it in two stages. I get ready to go. And then I punch through the surf, and then I get ready to go.
All right.
Salty's got like a crew or a line of, I would just call it like skiff foul weather gear. That's got this Pinnacle pant and Pinnacle jacket. They're they're full waterproof pant and jacket. They're relatively inexpensive. You know, it's like $100, maybe $120 for the top, and then the same for the bottom. But they are a full on waterproof pant that's plenty comfortable and easy. Not the one I was talking about. That's the real lightweight stretchy. These are like full 10K waterproof, legit pants. I think that'd probably be the right idea.
And the other thing, too, you know, a lot of the AFCO foul weather gear that you can wear, and Hydrus, the Hydronaut.
Sure.
I mean, you can wear that, I mean, for sure on a kayak, and you don't have to worry about if you do fall in. It's not captured like a wader.
But it is a bib, so it goes up to your chest,
exactly.
So you don't have to worry about
so that, especially for cold weather, that Hydronaut, that AFCO Hydronaut.
Yeah,
that's a good choice.
And those are perfect. Now, the enemy is cotton. Don't wear a cotton sweatshirt.
No.
Cotton is your enemy.
Yeah.
So fleece underneath those T-shirts that are very, very lightweight, that breathable ones.
Yeah.
Those are really great to layer with. I just wear surf trunks underneath those pants,
mm-hmm.
those, you know, waterproof pants.
Yeah,
and that's,
for sure.
That's key. Wetsuits, not such a good idea.
No. Yeah, why is a wetsuit not a good idea?
Because you're going to end up on Cuckoo the Day. Nobody wants that.
Yeah, Cuckoo the Day.
Just kidding.
Yeah, look at that guy itching himself, you know. No, wetsuits aren't a good idea because you're getting sprayed, but it's not the wetsuit. When you're in the water soaks in, it warms up, and that's what keeps you warm. But if you're not
in the water,
it's not working as well.
And because when you're on now the old style kayaks, wetsuit may have been appropriate because your butt's wet and everything.
Yeah.
But when you're on a Hobie kayak, you're dry.
Right.
And that's the thing. You just need to kind of protect yourself from spray or if a fish's big yellowtail splashes you or something like that.
No, you're gaffing them. Yeah, because it's rougher in the winter. And, you know, heck, fishing's been great in the winter.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of good yellow fishing.
And right? I think they're fatter in the winter.
Yeah, and tastier. Ooh. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into the jam-packed phones. Talk to Dave calling us from Burbank this morning. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Ron, Pete. And anyway, I have a question.
Good morning.
I look at your website, and it's like a bucket list of fishing trips I want to go on. I've been on a number of the day-and-a-half trips on the Searcher. Actually, Benny Florentino was on a couple of them. You're a guest tomorrow. But the one that caught my eye was the day-and-a-half on the Islander. I started kayak fishing in the mid-'80s and never had an opportunity to try a Hobie kayak. And I was going to ask Ron, what's our chances of possibly running one for that trip?
Oh, yeah, your chances are good.
Because by then you should have some in inventory.
Yeah. Boy.
Should.
Yeah,
should.
Next June, right?
I'm so excited about this trip because lighter.
Yeah. Lighter. Remember, lighter. So let me ask you this, Ron. If somebody wants doesn't have a kayak or they want to use a Hobie kayak, you will give them the opportunity to rent one?
If we have them. That's the big
that's
if.
That's the big if.
We've
and
always
we don't
done
know
that.
For sure. But chances are by next June you're going to have them, right?
Gosh, let's put some pressure on Hobie to make sure I get them.
Yeah. So what I would suggest is call book your trip and call Ron and get on a list. Just say, hey, Ron, I want to make sure that I'm on that list for a kayak rental. And you rent them the kayak, and then if you actually end up buying the kayak after the rental period, you'll just apply that rental price
Absolutely.
To the price
yeah,
of the kayak.
Yeah, that's what
right?
we always do. That's the way it's always
So
worked.
If you like that kayak, you go, I got to have this thing. It's not going to cost you a penny to rent it. You're going to roll right into,
that's pretty cool.
into what you're doing.
Well, and those kayaks are going to be, the ones that we rent are brand new kayaks, and you can buy them right after the event.
Yes.
So by renting it, you get first choice.
Yeah.
Then we take deposits on those boats and sell them right after the event.
Yeah.
So it,
wow.
Last year I think we rented 10. Or we had 10 kayaks used out of the 22 on that trip.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a thing we always do because, I mean, what better way to see if you want a Hobie than going on a bucket list, you know, that Islander trip, I'll never miss it. It's just so much fun.
It is a blast.
A good group of guys.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll, you know, another thing that we don't talk about a lot often is even for a beginner kayak fisherman, it allows you access to St. Clemente Island and offshore Great Gallico fishing even before the learning curve of beach launch and all that other stuff. Like, they make it so easy to get on and off the boats with that big swim platform on the Islander. Like, it's a, you know, you just basically get dropped in the middle of amazing fishing without a lot of work and hassle that goes along with it.
Yeah, they bring you food, beers, sodas.
Mm-hmm. More bait, whatever.
Yeah, anything you want on the skiff, too. I love
having my little handheld radio and I hear a guy, hey, can you, I got a fish to pick up, and can you bring me a cold one?
Yeah. Yeah. That's so cool.
Like, it's a lot of fun.
Man, are we spoiled.
But if you want to go on that trip, like I say, there's only a handful of spots left on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the trips page. Just check it out, Islander Kayak Trip. You can also go on the shop page and purchase your ticket right on there. And hope you get with us. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Another great text came through. This one from Dylan in Lakeside. I fish a 12-foot touring sup, and I like to take my young kids with me. My girls are still too young to paddle their own sup or kayak. Do you have any multi-seat kayak options that would be good for fishing with kids?
Absolutely. I mean, tandem kayaks are really popular. Hard to get right now because of the COVID thing, but yeah, they make a Compass Duo. That's a great boat for that. And I mean, you could literally, you know, you have two seats, you could put another person in the back.
That's cool.
But, yeah, I mean, tandem kayaks are great. But one of the things I think is, I mean, I don't know how old the kids are, pro anglers mm-hmm. with a lawn chair in the back is great because you have the top fishing boat for you when you
right.
fish. And usually you'll fish more than the kids are going to go with you. But you can put a lawn chair back there.
You strap it in?
You don't even have to.
Yeah.
You know, but you can.
Yeah.
There's plenty of tie-down spots on that. I was doing a fishing mission one time, and we went by a guy, and his wife was pedaling the kayak, and he was sitting in a lawn chair in the back just roping spotties.
That's so rad.
She's getting her exercise, and he's just roping spotties out the back.
I love it.
So, yeah, there's lots of ways to do that. And the clever fisherman can get that pro angler and sell it to his wife as a way to get those kids out of the house for a while with him.
Oh.
So I've seen a lot of dads pull that off.
Yeah, great Christmas idea.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. You know, speaking of the Searcher, he was mentioning day and a half trips on the Searcher. The Searcher has a great gift idea. They're called Searcher Bucks.
Yeah, that is cool.
Basically, it's basically just like cash, and you can give them in any denominations, $25, $50, $100, whatever. It's good toward a trip. It's good toward your galley tab. It's good toward anything Searcher related. There are sweatshirts or T-shirts or whatever. Searcher Bucks, and you can just go on their website, searchersportfishing.com, and get Searcher Bucks and give a great gift to your fishing buddy.
I love that idea. Yeah. Well, hey, the phones are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Ron. Let's next up talk to Rick. He's calling us from Chula Vista this morning. Good morning, Rick. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, really quick question. Ron, aftermarket racks, any recommendations, and do you carry them?
Yeah, we do carry them, and racks have really exploded with the water sports toys. Yakima and Thule and Rhino racks have really stepped it up. We have all these attachments that can go onto these racks to make it easy to put pro anglers on. It's this Rhino side T-loader or something like that. It's a great product, and we have videos on the store of how to do it.
How to do it, and it's so easy, right?
Yeah, it makes it way easier.
Yeah.
And I have pictures of Ava.
And you have them in the store.
Yeah.
All right.
Those are key. But racks have really improved.
Yeah, they have. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I want to throw a big shout-out to our buddy Scott Kaplan here on the Mightier 1090. And Scott was the guy.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Bray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take-a-ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
All right, we're back, and a little technical difficulty. First day, but thanks to all the guys over at Sports Grid, we got through 98% of it. So,
and we're back.
Yeah, we're back. So thanks a lot, Mr. Ron Lane,
this
Fast Lane Kayak.
Great job, Ron.
And again, you have a lot going on over at Fast Lane. Today, of course, you have the big CCA
toy drive.
Toy drive, which is great.
Yeah, and when you drop off a toy, ask for a coupon to go into the store, and you get 20% off of Salty Crew gear.
Yeah.
What a score that is.
Yeah, indeed.
Do your Christmas shopping.
Yeah, and also... we're going to have a winner. We'll let you know what the winner is. Alex, you want to pick a winner for us? Or Andrew, excuse me, Andrew? All right. We'll get Andrew to pick a winner for us. And anyway, I want to thank you. If somebody wants to come to Fast Lane Kayaks there in Mission Bay, how do we find you?
You're just right at Dana Landing Marina, right across the street from SeaWorld. You can call us, 619-222-0766, or you can go on our website, FastLaneKayaking.com.
And speaking of Fast Lane Kayaking, the big winner, Cliff from Lakewood. Cliff's going to be coming down to Fast Lane because you're the winner of a $200 salty shopping spree. So, Cliff,
woo-hoo,
congratulations, brother. You're going to be stoked.
Fantastic. Well, great, Cliff, and I sure appreciate that. And, of course, Jeff Mariani, Cedros Kayak Fishing, is here. And thanks, Jeff, and we're pretty excited that you're coming back. So if somebody wants get something on Cedros Kayak Fishing, how do we find
it? Straight to the website and cedroskayakfishing.com and give me a call, 760-412-2507. Merry Christmas.
All right. Thank you for listening today. Thanks to everybody out there, Andrew on the boards there, and all the people over at Sports Grid, and all the people at the Mightier 1090, and Adam Clark, our main man on the app. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Captain Benny Corbin, Postal Charters, we'll be talking. fishing with Benny tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 p.m., right here, 5 to 10, 9 p.m. Stop after. See you then.